And by free conference call HD.com. You are the only participant in the conference. The recording has started. Participants are...
Afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 14th day of September 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch *6 to unmute if you want to step up and mix it up with me today. It is currently 71 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 79 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And went out yesterday, and it was, I mean, the sky, it looked blue like overhead, but you look out in the distance, you can still see a haze of smoke, and if the wind shifts, it'll get thick. I mean, it just depends on which way the wind's blowing, how thick of the smoke is, but the smoke is always there. That being said, let's see what we're going to look at here. Major supermarket chain warns inflation is about to impact more Americans. It ain't. How many more and how? We'll discuss it when we get back.
It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shaved and looking loser, you played with my gun. No school, the face of lawyer could get you undone. Say love ain't the same on the south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Major supermarket chain warns inflation is about to impact more Americans. I mean, how many, if it ain't impacted every, you, you're on a yacht and you're getting yourself everything you get wholesale, and you're the filthy rich thief. This is from Epic Times. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. An executive of Kroger, one of the largest supermarket chains in the United States, warned grocery prices are about to become even higher this year as inflation sets in. Where's that inflation coming from? Well, you know, all of this, let's go on a little ways. Inflation is running hotter than previously anticipated, and prices are slated to rise an additional 2 to 3% over the second half of 2021. Kroger CFO Gary Millerchip said during a call with reporters, Kroger will be passing along higher costs to the consumer. where it makes sense to do so. He said on September, and that's what, you know, this whole fucking thing where they, you know, they gave out the checks and, you know, they're giving money away, $300 a week. You don't have to work because of the COVID. You know, that ran out Monday. So they'll find something else. I mean, they're wanting trillions and trillions more. Well, you can't, you know, you can't just put numbers in the computer that aren't backed by any kind of product. I mean, it ain't like there's new businesses popping up anywhere to, just, you know, to, so that there's a product being made. You know, there's some kind of value to the money. It's just devaluating the money. When they sent all that money, everybody thought, man, I'm getting $2,800. I'm getting $2,800. What? And I knew exactly what was going to happen. And this 2-3% number they give is just, it's bullshit. I mean, think about it. The price, you tell me that where you shop, the prices haven't doubled on everything you buy. I don't care if it's, food. I don't care if it's, lumber. I don't care what the hell it is. It is, the prices have doubled on everything. And I mean, it's like a hard slap in the face. This ain't little 2-3% a boost in the price of something. This is doubling the price, and it has doubled the price. And it's going to, as long as, you keep, they talk about taxing the rich. And the rich have never been taxed. The rich will never be taxed. If they raise the tax on the corporations and the tax on the filthy rich, they own the production, they own the stores, they own the economy, they own it. So they just raise the price, and the person on the, I'll tell you who pays all the taxes: the guy on the other side of the register. You hand your money over. And you pay the tax that you know, they just said, well, the rich is going to have to pay. Well, he's going to, with that money that he gave you, it's going back to him. And they're hitting record profits still. As the people's money, that, you know, to buy food and what might have you, it's been cut in half. It really has. The comment comes as the price of beef, poultry, and pork have risen at grocery stores in recent months, leading White House officials to blame meat processing companies. Just for a large conglomerates control, four large conglomerates control the majority of the market. And see, that's the problem. All these regulations, you know, and telling you got to get a business license and all of this to start a business. And the thing is, the regulations everybody complains about. I mean, the mountain of regulations, you got to go through this, you got to do that. You can't just, you know, cook sandwiches in your house and sell them on the corner. But I lost my train of thought again. I can't do it. I was listening to the broadcast just and I'm fuck, and I'm trying not to do that, and I'm thinking about not doing it because it doesn't sound good. And at any rate, let's go back to this. Well, they'll be passing the cost on. So they give you $1,200. Cool. You go and you spend that $1,200. Then that ups demand, which ups the price. And then the $1,200, I mean, it's not like a consistent income that's coming. It's a giveaway. It's a supposed giveaway to you. But who ends up getting it in the end? I mean, the gas station ends up getting it. The supermarket ends up getting it. If you have something you have to work on, the hardware store end up getting it. The industry ends up getting it. They end up getting everything. And as long as they can control the prices, I mean, like they're talking about these four conglomerates. Four large conglomerates control the majority of the market for each of these three products: beef, pork, and poultry. Well, then what you have here is monopolizing, don't you? There's no competition. If there was competition, but there can't be any competition because you got to have money to make money, and they have control over the currency in this country. There's no two ways about it. You go down to get a loan. Well, you take somebody like Donald Trump goes down to get a loan, he gets it at zero interest. I mean, how many years after 9/11 was it zero interest, zero interest, zero interest? That means they're giving them the money that to the banks that they can charge you 30%, and then by the time it's compound over, you know, 3 or 4 years of payments, you're paying 60% interest on the money that they got for 0% interest. There's just no way to win. It's how they control. It's the slave fodder, because that's really all we're talking about here. The basic necessities of life. You're going to have to eat. You're going to have to buy gas. You have to be able to move about. You have to be able to go get something to eat. And, you know, you're going to have things break down on you. You have to repair. Time, you know, takes its toll on everything around you. And anything else you have to buy, a car, I mean, they just pass. They see that money there. It's in your hands. But by the time they get it, okay, then it's gone. And you got a whole bunch of junk, whatever Chinese junk you bought with it or what might have you. That's why I said everybody, you should hang on to it. I mean, even the people that were getting the $300 extra for the unemployment, you should hang on to it, because you're going to need it, because the next time you go to buy that necessity that you must have, the price is going to double on it. So what you think you got for free, now you're going to have to find a way to pay double for that to make up, to send that free money that you got actually back to the corporations. It always goes to the corporations. This is a corporate welfare state we live in. It always has been, with a ruling oligarch. I mean, an aristocracy. I mean, they control the currency. That's how they've controlled this country for 240 years, through control of the currency. I mean, Andrew Jackson, you know, he did actually break up the national banks. I think that was his last dying words. I got the banks. But the bottom line here is the banks got us. I mean, we have Chinese banks in this country now. I mean, do you understand the implications of that? When they did that, I go, Chinese banks, and you can't, I mean, sovereignty. That is what they are trying to remove from us people. And the only way they can get rid of our sovereignty, the true sovereignty, lies in the individual. It lies in that, absolute people ratified law known as the Bill of Rights, ratified December 15, 1791. That's where the true power is supposed to lie. If somebody tried, you know, cornering the market on any of this stuff like the meat processing or what might have you, I mean, you could sue them. I mean, there used to be antitrust laws, but that was, again, it's hard to talk about this because that was a part of the admiralty. I mean, that was statutory, but the people who had agreed to be a part of the corporate America had, you know, this, they're the ones that come up with these statutes that are not laws, because you cannot you can't create a law right now because there is no constitution. The constitution left an avenue to create laws, but to create a law that is a law and not legalese, not policy, not, what the heck do they call it? When they're dictating, like all the stuff they've been dictating to us, to requirements, the fact they're allowing you to do things, it's just flat BS, man. It's not real. You can say no. See, that Bill of Rights was supposed to be, your rights were supposed to be with you at all times. Somebody tried to. Go ahead.
A mandate.
A mandate. That's what I was looking for. Thanks, Charlie.
That's how you know all the government people are faggots, because they don't have female dates, only mandate.
And yet they keep reproducing, don't they? Oh man, yes, mandates. All of these things are not. There's no authority behind them. I mean, I can mandate that everybody, you know, be at the park down here by my house. Everybody in the country has to be there next Thursday, but it has no authority behind it. It has no lawful force behind it. But if I, you know, hired a private army and stuck a gun at everybody's head and forced them into that park, well, I guess I would be operating under legalese, because I did not have the authority to order anybody to do anything, because that would be a violation of the law. It would be creating a power that is forbidden by the Ninth Article of the People's Bill of Rights, which is the supreme superior law. We, the people, are the supreme superior jurisdiction. We've talked about challenging the law. Now, if somebody tell you you have to do something, or they, you know, like this thing here, we got a problem here. I guarantee you that the beef industry, the poultry industry, and the pork industry are subsidized by the government. They get government welfare, plain and simple. You know, that's why they go for the licensing. And the thing is, when you get them like this, like they talk about these conglomerates. See, these people are so big, they always think that it's them environmentalist tree-hugging people that are, forcing all this regulation onto everything. It's not. It's the filthy rich. They put so much regulations on it that you have to have a certain amount of operating capital right out the gate to meet the regulations, or you cannot go forth. That's how they keep competition from coming up stepping on their toes. It's like mafia territories. This beef, pork, and poultry industry. And that's their territory. Don't you see? Now see, otherwise, in the land of the free and the home of the brave, if we were operating under the Bill of Rights, the Supreme Superior Law, the common law for the United States of America, man, I would see right there, I would see a demand. Just like with the bullets and the powder and the primers and all the shit we can't get for our guns. I would see a demand. I would go and I would get a loan from, an interest-free loan that was supposed to be, that's what we were supposed to be provided by the our government, an interest-free loan, debt-free loan. And I set up an operation to, butcher or process pork, beef, and poultry, because there's a demand for it. That's how it was all supposed to work. And then when the demand reached the point to where the price was coming down till the profits were, they want to make 100% profits on their investments. That's what every one of these investors from all around the world, because in this country, every business you look at, it's going to have investments from people all around the world, China especially. You dig into any oil company, you get back, oh, there's China. You find them in the background, in the back alleys behind the closed doors. But the bottom line is, this is how it was supposed to work. And then so many people start going and they're getting the loans, and there ain't no regulations. There ain't nothing to tell you how to, raise a damn beef. You buy a piece of property that will hold, contain the beef. Or contain the building that you want to process the beef in, and you build the building with the money that you borrowed I think it was used to be you couldn't charge over 30% interest, which was outrageous. I mean, what do you pay in interest on? That's just money making money. That's capitalism, and that's really what capitalism is. It's fascism. It's corporatism. It's corporate welfare. Because if you're Donald Trump, you can go borrow $1 billion at 0% interest. If you're Henry Shively and you wanted to borrow $2,000, by the time that the compound interest and, oh man, your credit score, where you've never been a billionaire. So, how does a guy with 9 bankruptcies have a credit score that gets him billions of dollars at 0 interest? If you can't see that that's all set up, you're blind. But these are monopolies here, and they're doing this on purpose. Why? It's just like with the gun. It was just like everything I see. They come up with a reason there's a shortage, a transportation problem. There's a transportation problem because everything else at the store has gone up 50%. At every store you go up, except for two or three items. And the next thing you know, that item, oh my goodness, it's just like the gas. There is no reason for gas to be as much as we're paying for it. $3.95, $4 a gallon. There's no reason for it. We have a glut of it. John was talking, about 6 months or 7 months ago, about the fact that it was minus $41. Where was that cycle in this supposed system of supply and demand? When that time period hit for those, for that oil that was produced that was actually worthless. You had to pay somebody $41 to take it away. Where was that cycle where gas went down to nothing? You know, because the demand wasn't there, and the product, we had a glut of the product, even when we had the glut before that one. Remember they said everything was full, and man, gas came down, man, I think it came down under $2 here once upon a time, just for about a week. And then they just started putting it back up. I mean, it's just like the rest of this country. They have given up any pretense that there is any law, that there is any order, even under the admiralty. It is a pure dictatorship. It is a pure monarch, is really what it is. Because you do have a ruling class. We're the elite, and we rule. We have the yachts. We have the mansions. I own 12 houses, and I don't even rent them out. I mean, I just want to live in this one. And then you have, you know, the conglomerates that get together that are like right here where I live. People who have lived here all their lives, they can't get a house. Up in Eugene, my son's neighbor, he owned his house. And the price of housing, I mean, they come in, these conglomerates do. Money is no fucking object because it doesn't exist. And the Masonic Lodge, being a part of the Masonic Lodge, they run the fucking banks. And so they come into an area like they came into here. And they find all the rental properties, all the properties for sale. And they buy it up. They'll buy it. I mean, if you go to bid again, they'll bid it up more, way more than what it's worth, what it would be assessed for. Why? Because once they get a hold of it, they're forming monopolies, plain and simple. That's what they're doing. They form a monopoly, and if you want to rent a house, they all sit down and agree on what the price of the house is going to be. For all of them, I don't care, you can go here, you can go next door. You can go from one county to the next. You can go from a state to a state. And you can go to rent a house, and they'll say, you owe an electric bill in another state. You have to pay that or you don't get a rent. That's part of our policy here. And you know they put in the landlord-tenant laws. I love that. That was to protect the poor people from these slumlords. You bet you it was. No, it was put in place to make these unlawful cabals, I mean, these conglomerates, these collectives, it was to enforce their will upon the people. I don't care what the problem is. I mean, you could have something leaking in, you know, your toilet leaks or something, you know, and you go and you complain, you know, you tell your landlord, I'm paying my rent, my toilet, I need somebody in here, I need a plumber. He doesn't get you the plumber. So what's your recourse for Redvis? Well, if the common law courts were here, you take him to common law court and say, here's where I paid my bill, you know, and I'm paying for a house that's, you know, fully functional, and there's, water coming out of the bottom of the shitter. You'd be straight to the law, to the highest law in this land over a fucking shitter in your house. But when they set up these things and then they tell you have to, exhaust every administrative, remedy available. And that means you got to go through this, what the heck do they call it again? The renter's protection. I can't think of what they call it. It's another government agency, another private corporation that was created again to, you know, protect the renters from the slumlords. And that, well, you have to go through an administrative hearing. I don't want an administrative hearing. I think it's the eighth article. Let's look and see here. Eighth article. The seventh article. In suits at common law where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise reexamined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law. You have a right to a court. You have a right to a jury. And that's the highest law in the land, but they write this policy, you know, for what they call it here. They call it different things in different places, but what it is the agency they put together to regulate the people who are buying properties and renting them, or buying properties and selling them, or what might have you. You have to go through them first. Why? The higher law is right there. Now you tell me that, you know, I say the toilet ain't working, send a plumber. Well, I just can't do it right now. I can't send you, I need a plumber, man. Okay, I'm not going to pay my rent. You don't pay your rent, I'll evict you. Well, how are you going to evict? Well, I'll take you to that same, very same, administrative, body that we put together here. I wish I could remember what it's called here. Well, that same body, and you have to go through the administrative process of a corporation. There's always been corporations that have been running their own, they're running their own private courts. It's just like the CDC, they announced about two or three weeks ago, they're going to have their own judicial system, people. And you're going to have to go through that. That's what they'll tell you. I mean, if you don't know how to get around it, they'll tell you you have to exhaust every administrative, remedy that's available before you can, before you can go ask, the district attorney if you can go into a court, take your issue into a court. And that district attorney who can't exist because that's a part of the attorney general's, office, it's a part of their, administrative admiralty judicial system, can just say no. This thing here with the Kroger's and the food, yeah, I'm seeing it. There are going to be food shortages. And if you're smart, man, you'll get the food, enough food to last you for quite as long as you can, actually. Cause you know, these people are going for it. They've got these people don't know, but these UN peacekeepers are already fucking here. They've been here for a while and they're everywhere across this damn country. It's because, why do we need UN peacekeepers here? Why are we shipping thousands of Afghanis in here? I mean, they wanted us to fight each other in a civil war. Just the people here, you know, the American nationals. And of course they would throw in some, to divide us, they had to use their multiculturalism and, you know, bring other people in here from different places, different cultures. And then, as Americans, we were supposed to side against each other for these people that are from other countries, these foreign nationals that had no right to come here in the first place, that had no right to what belongs to you and I, because we were never provided the due process of the law. And at all the same time, they were working at eliminating the due process of the law. With all these little administrative, we have this little administrative system here, you have to go through this, is where you get your justice. No. No, I don't. The supreme law of this land, if the supreme law of this land can't be invoked, if there's some kind of, legislated, what the hell do they call them here, Oregon statutes. If there's some kind of statute that the government the corporation created that can trump the highest law in this land just on an issue like a house, think about that. But no, you have to before you can access your right to a court. And in fact, you're not going to get a court anyway, to an administrative court. Just more administrative bullshit, because that's the first thing they did when they made their move to take this country over. They removed the common law courts. They removed your common law authority. So, I mean, I don't care how big somebody was. I don't care if it was big old Walmart. If they did you dirty, they couldn't just piss off. Go hire a lawyer. You got $40,000 to hire a lawyer over a $500 complaint you have. And that's where we're setting at right now, people. There is no law. That's why I tell you, there is no law in this country. And still, when you see it, I mean, like with the schools and the vaccinations and the mask and what might have you, it's always, we're going to sue. We're going to sue. Well, you better have about, $400 an hour to talk to one of their private British accredited registry attorneys that works for the British government. You're not going to get, you're going to go into court and that judge that's sitting up there, he's going to be an appointee of the corporation, which is the queen. It's still that we never got rid of that bitch. We never got rid of that bastard George. We never got rid of them. They've always been there and they've been plugging this shit in for 240 years. And we're at the end of we're at the thick edge of that wedge that started out being a thin wedge. And we have, and they have removed the courts, our only redress, place for redress, for where it don't cost you nothing. If you can file your own paperwork, maybe it costs you, you know, 30 or 40 bucks to file a complaint. Which, I mean, that's unreasonable in my opinion. I mean, you shouldn't have to pay nothing to file a complaint, but, you know, 30 or 40 bucks, you'd file a complaint, do the whole thing, bring the person in. I mean, it's not rocket science, but they try to make it seem so. That's because every year you have your graduates that are good old boy Masons, and they are internationalists, and they're being graduated out of the law schools for the private law that they practice, which is the administrative admiralty, which is unlawful on this in this country, within our borders. It is unlawful. But it doesn't matter because, you know what, they hired mercenaries to back their play. So what you're looking at here, they've removed your rights and they've removed your courts where you reinforce your rights, and they're pointing guns at you and telling you what to do. Well, what's left, people? That's right, the second article. That's what it was put there for, because the founders that were the anti-federalists saw everything we're living today. Go read those anti-federalist papers. They told you exactly what would happen. Right now we're right back to December 19th, 1775. We're back at Lexington Concord. The only law is the law of the gun, the law of force. And they have openly declared, the ACLU did it a week or two ago, openly declared war on your Bill of Rights. That is we the people. See, when we the people rose up in Lexington and Concord, we weren't looking to make a new nation. Those people they weren't even looking, they just wanted their rights that they were already guaranteed under British law. But the king had decided, because they had amassed, a fortune here by hard work. And by death and dying, you know, fighting the Indians and capturing the property, clearing the property, making it safe for habitation, and making it bountiful by, you know, planting crops or, you know, mining or whatever in the heck they were doing. And so the king wanted it. So he decided, no, you guys are going to, you know, you left the shores of England, you were serfs. The whole idea was, if you got over here and you did your servitude for 7 years, you could be free. You could be actually a free man. And that's not a nasty word. That's what they are. I mean, they try to make everything that is what you are supposed to. A free man answers to nobody but himself. He has freedom and liberty. That's all that means. Oh, those freemen. Freeman papers. Oh, yeah. You betcha they're freeman papers. Because they are the Bill of Rights. They hate the Bill of Rights. They didn't want the Bill of Rights from the beginning. They don't want it now. It has to be removed, or they cannot have the New World Order. And if we come together as a people and quit, you know, going at each other over petty BS, that we don't have to, I mean, meaningless, because it is meaningless. I mean, you take anything, even the most serious one, the religion. You talk about something that divides our people. Religion divides our people. Make no mistake about it. But you take that and you try to talk to somebody of these people that are, you know, you try to talk to these people that are doing this, that are, you know, saying that, well, this has to be a theocracy. You dumbass. Guess what? You lose that Bill of Rights, and I tell you, them communists ain't going to let you practice no kind of religion. You're going to be under the whip. You're going to do as you're told. Just hand them over your guns, man. That's all you got to do. And some of these people that they say, oh, that's the only thing I can fight the war against the devil with God. Really? I want to see your general. They can show me theirs. They show me mammon all the time. I see their power. And I know where the power lies in our people. And it's in our numbers, and it's in our convictions that we will not live in servitude. That we will have liberty, we will have freedom. And just like this thing here with this, you know, raising the price on the food. Well, we can, it's always been this way, people. Well, the slaves are getting a little uppity there. Let them deal with some hunger. Like they did over in Weimar, Germany. Let them see their kids with their bellies bloated and flies buzzing on their eyes. And the German people just shit. They took it! Until a fascist, not a fascist, a Nazi, you know, until Adolf Hitler stepped up with his socialism and, you know, said, hey, German, you dumb people, this country belongs to you. Who has everything? They looked around. Jews have everything. They're living in mansions. They're riding in yachts while you're sitting there watching your kid with his belly bloated and flies buzzing on his eyes. And then that kind of pissed him off a little bit, and that's what made him follow somebody like Adolf Hitler. He said, he said, to hell with it. We're many, they're few. We're powerful people. We're smart people. Look at how much wealth we have accumulated from them, from our minds, from our bodies. That's all that belongs to you. You did it, and they took it away from you using monetary fraud. Control, that's like the Baron Rothschilds. I care not who makes the law so long as I control the currency. I rule. I mean, there's got to be some way that the people can get it through their heads. You got to put everything aside. If you don't put everything aside and get on board and that 10 articles, man, and enforce that law. Enforce that law and everything comes with it. If you think you have a lawful claim that can force me to accept your interpretation of the Bible, bring it on. But we have to have the common law courts before we can even argue about it. That's what kills me. So you're just as bad as they are, you people out there who think you're going to force a theocracy. You're just as bad as the people trying to force the communism. You're just as bad as the people trying to force the fascism. This is a capitalist country. Show me where that's written in the original Constitution. It is written in there that this is a free republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. No, this is a... a capitalist country. We're capitalism, and it was built by a Christian. It's a Christian capitalist country. Plain and simple. Show me where that's written. Show me where that's written in the founding papers. Even their phony constitution. Show me where it's written. And of course, the Bill of Rights forbids all of this in the first article. It forbids anybody to force their personal beliefs on another person. You got the right. If you don't have the right to think for yourself, if you don't have the autonomy to for your own thoughts, you are not free. You're under somebody. I mean, even you know, like the back in the day, you know, before the revolution, when the king, you know, was just colonies here, shunning people and doing shun me, please shun me. You don't know how much I don't want to be around you. I don't even want to look at you. Shun me. But, I mean, this is the kind of shit they did. I mean, you got caught kissing a girl when you hadn't went to her parents. And, I mean, all of these strange rituals that go with the religion. But that was their business. If they lived in their own communities and that's how they treated one another, I don't care. Just don't try to force it on me. And that person actually that you forced it on, I mean, he might take the attitude that you're trying to force something on him that isn't his personal belief. Maybe he'll go down and kiss that girl again right down on Main Street and Derek should say, what are you going to do about it? And then you can come and you can say, well, you're going to what? You want a fist fight? You want a knife fight? Or you want to shoot guns? You want a duel? I'll duel with you, but you're going to get out of my business. You're going to get out of my face. You're going to get out of my hair. You are not going to punish me for your personal thoughts, for your personal interpretations. Take them and shove them up your ass. They do not control my life. You do not control my life. You do not control my will. I do not live by your will. I live by my will. That's what this country was built for, not capitalism. It wasn't built for capitalists from all over the world to come. Yes, everybody, he put up a big statue in New York Harbor there, and just everybody come over here, and then we get enough slaves over here, then the barons can come over, and they can buy the government, and they can get big land grants just like the railroads did. Who was that? That was Abraham Lincoln that was that railroad lawyer, wasn't he? Look at the land. Look at the wealth. More than any railroad could ever be worth. Why wasn't that given to the American people? I mean, it was our land. Or why wasn't, how was that land taken away from us and given to a goddamn foreign lord? You know, somebody, I'm a lord in Ireland. I'm a lord in Scotland. I came over here. I'll be building this railroad. Get out of my way. I have my thugs to take care of you. I have money to pay people, mercenaries, in violation of your law, punish you if you screw with me as I'm stealing your land. And who's allowing it all? Oh, yeah, that government that was going to protect you from such things. That government that promised you that debt-free money and what the hell was I going to say there? Free enterprise, the free enterprise system, where it's equal competition, not some rich, filthy, rich corporate lord from over in Europe comes over here. And then, hires himself a ton of thugs, buys himself some politicians, and all of a sudden he's ruling the goddamn land. Well, you put a bullet through his goddamn head. The people have always outnumbered their oppressors. It took them, I guess the idea of true freedom was only getting to really 3% of the population, as they're the only ones that rose up to defend it. So the rest of them were just like, well, they were natural ass kissers, natural brown nosers, I suppose. I can rise up. Well, I know that 70-year-old freak is, that's my 14-year-old daughter, and he wants her, and he's going to, that's what you got to do if you want to get ahead, see. You got to compromise your morality. You got to compromise your autonomy. You got to compromise your own will to another person's will. But that's not what this country was supposed to be. This country was supposed to be a place where you could have morality, where you could have freedom and liberty, and you could own property that nobody could take from you. I mean, you got corporations, you got foreign countries. Hell, you got Canada trying to use eminent domain in this country for their pipeline. To take land from people under eminent domain from another country. You think you're on off the rails? You think there's law? There is. It's called the Bill of Rights, but it doesn't mean beans if you're not going to step up and enforce it. If you do not have the guts to pull that trigger, if you do not have the moxie to stand up and tell them no. No, you're not. You will not take one more step. You do, and I'm going to shoot you. I'm going to shoot you right in your mouth. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Like a deer in headlights, I stood frozen in my tracks. In the weight of the news, it nearly broke my back. It was late September, and I remember oh so well. Put a rose in the Bible and placed it upon my shelf. Now when it rains, it pours. Wish I didn't know now the things I never knew before. Now when it rains, it pours. Wish I didn't know now the things I never knew before. Back then when we were 17, time was on our side. Holes in our jeans, a pocket full of dreams. The future was Friday night, and we were hanging out down by the riverbend, singing.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:51 Pacific time. 12:51. It can't be that already, can it? I guess we waited late on the break there. But at any rate, you know, like when I was talking, when I was coming up here, this is the problem, people. I mean, if there's a bully out there, and you get, you know, and I get infuriated, just being infuriated. When I'm that as mad as this shit makes me, I kid you not, if it was on the street, I'd be fighting. I would never go this far. I would never get this mad. I'm plenty mad enough to fight. But then you watch a bully, you know, and you'll see everybody hates the bully, but they're afraid to confront the bully. So when it happens out in the street, you'll see, you know, one guy finally, you know, I'm not going to take this shit, and they step up and let the bully have it. But while you're down in the damn street and you're, you know, pounding the hell out of blood and the pain and the pain you're giving out and the pain you're getting and beating the shit out of the bully, everybody's, it's wonderful, but they stand back in a circle. They stay back away from, they want to watch you. They love watching that bully get the shit beat out of them. They just don't want to suffer, you know, any getting hurt themselves, doing it themselves. They want somebody else to take care of it for them. I'll do my share and then some. I already have. But that's cowardice. I mean, I've seen people before. Some people, you know, they want to get back away from it, but they want to watch. They want to watch that bully get what he deserves. They just don't want to be the one. They hate that bully. Now they'll sit there and they'll, and just like, you know, I said, there's nothing to hit is what it comes down to. And this stuff infuriates me. It truly does. I mean, I can see what they're doing. I can see the weakness in my people. You're all looking for somebody else to do it. It has to be you. I'm sorry. That's the way that Bill of Rights is written. It is for the individual. If we all were that guy that will take that bully on and take him down the street, take our lumps while we're putting the knots on his head, you wouldn't have bullies. The bullies would all be gone. It wouldn't be the thing to do because the first person you try to bully is going to, hey, lose or win, we're fighting. And it's going to hurt you. You might whip me, but I promise you, you're going to have pains. But I might just beat the hell out of you. But usually when a bully like that, if you think about growing up, a bully like that would be around and then somebody would just beat the living dog shit out of them. And then they weren't a bully no more because everybody else seen that, hey man, he ain't as tough as what he tries to pretend to be. When he's taking my lunch money, he's pretty scary, but he didn't look so scary down there with that guy pounding his head against the damn pavement until he was unconscious. I could do that too. Every one of us has to do this as individuals. You can't let the bully push you nowhere. And you have to do your own fighting. I'll do my share. The bully comes at me, the bully gets a fight. But you have to be the same way. You have to be ready. You have to be prepared to defend yourself, to defend your own will, to defend your right to liberty and freedom and to own property, to be a free person. To think your own thoughts. That's the only way you can have happiness. Otherwise, you live in misery waiting for somebody else to beat the bully up so that you can feel better. That is the definition of cowardice in my book. I don't know. I can't understand it. I mean, the guns that are in this country, you look what they've done. They wanted to divide us to fight one another. They wanted to find a way to divide us so we would fight one another. They tried race. They tried this culture bullshit. They've tried all of these things to get us to kill one another. So they say, fuck it, it ain't going to work. So what do they do? This place is armed. To say this country, I mean, we're armed beyond anything in belief. Just having each other just kill, you want some people just killing each other on the streets over a parking spot. You know, they're few and the people that are doing it aren't doing it for the right reason. If we have that Bill of Rights, if we have the law, we're guaranteed. If we have the monetary system, we were guaranteed free enterprise with a debt-free currency. We'll be happy. You'll be happy unless there's always going to be somebody come along in your life. You're going to have incidents in your life when somebody comes and tries to test your mouth, tries to see if they can push you. And if they can push you, they're bullies. If they can push you, they'll continue to push you. And the people that are bullying us, look at them. Look at that pathetic creature, Biden. I mean, they had a piece on the news, on the propaganda, on the stupid box, about, you know, him, somebody, there's like got a bug in his, I've told you people, he's got a damn bug in his ear. And him stopping in mid-sentence, or they're shutting the mic off in mid-sentence when he's talking. And they were having these hearings for, I think it's the Secretary of State about the shit that went on over there. That fraud of Afghanistan, $3 trillion. How much better could our people have lived on that $3 trillion? And right now, you know, they're worried about all the people in Afghanistan. And that right here, Biden White House asked Congress to approve welfare for African evacuees. I mean, just hand them, they're handing away what doesn't belong to them that they haven't taken. I mean, these are bullies of another type. These are Zionist Jew bullies. They hire their balls. They hire the guy that's going to go out and fucking fight you in the street. Well, that's fine with me too. But I'll tell you what, when I go after him, I'm going after the real bully. The coward bully. The coward bully that uses manipulation, that uses mammon to try to control my life, to try to control my destiny, to try to control my individual thoughts, my individual liberty to think as I please and do as I please, so long as I'm not bothering anybody. They will seek you out to bother you. They're doing it. They are trying to push this one world order through. They have to remove that procedural due process. And they have, and right now they're doing it and they haven't been jailed. Even under the admiralty, when they were writing all this admiralty crap out, you see, they had to leave loopholes. They had to leave an avenue because the Bill of Rights is law. And it is absolute law. And it's the highest law in this country. They had to leave a space where you could say, no, screw you. I don't want to do that. Because that is what the law says. But it's come to the point that they have broken the law so many times and so many, every infringement and every denial is on us because we allowed it, people. What has happened to us, we have allowed. That's what it really comes down to. And now they're talking about what they allow us to do. We allowed this to happen. Not just our generation, the generations before us. This should have been stopped. From the beginning, when that first Congress stepped up and they claimed judicial supremacy over the people, that should have been it. They should have, the malicious people should have got together and said, no, you're not going to rule us. That ain't what we fought a war for, so that we could have a different aristocracy ruling over us, and just by dictate. No, we wrote the law. We wrote the law called the Bill of Fucking Rights. December 15th, 1791, ratified by the individual legislatures of the several states, the law of this land. And all we had that gave us the right to enforce our freedom and liberty and our right to be left alone and think as we please. But when you know that you're being violated and you allow it to happen and you don't fight back, win or lose, people would have just done it with their fists. When somebody tried to violate their rights, or, you know, like the old days, you know, I don't care how rich you are. You come like Abraham Lincoln's cruising the Lords and shit. And the people have these zillion acre ranches that they only own 1,000 acres of. But I got a 100-year lease on that. I wonder how you did that. Well, the son of a bitch that gave that to him took it from you without due process of law and gave it to somebody who had no right to it. What do you do? Well, I'll tell you what, they knew what a goddamn book of matches was for. They knew what flint and steel. I mean, you screwed with some people back in them days, man, and everybody wasn't looking to narc on somebody, see something, say something. I mean, and it's just like that bully out in the street. When I was, say, 16, 18 years old, you beat the hell out of somebody like that right in the middle of town. And there'd be a crowd around. I mean, people stop and get out of their cars and come watch the fight. But these days, I mean, I remember the first time that I really seen it. Me and my buddy were sitting at this gas station. It's not there no more. It's another one gone out of business. But we were getting gas one morning. We're going out and going for a ride up in the woods and see if we see a deer. And we're just sitting there and getting ready to pull out, and these two girls walked up, and they started fisting it. Right in the middle of Main Street, right by the flagpole. There's this Californian who was pulled in on the other side, pointing the other way, and he just gets out. He goes, "Call the police! Call the!" I'm freaked out. I said, "Get back in your car. It ain't none of your goddamn business, and shut your mouth. It ain't none of your business. You ain't calling no cops." And them girls, they fisted it out, and then they were done, and everybody watched it, and everybody walked away, and there was nobody there looking. I mean, these son of a bitches today, man. They see anything. I don't want to, I'm 14 years old, and I don't want to do what my parents tell me. I'll call the police. I'll tell them this has happened to somebody I know. They're good people. And they've given these kids a great life. They should love their parents and they should respect them. But they've teaching them in these indoctrination centers. You threaten them. There was over here on the other side of the street before, a friend of mine finally moved in there. I'm glad that he moved in there. I mean, it's the best neighbor I could have asked for. But before that, we were worried about that house burning down, going to burn the whole block down, because kids were going in there and they were smoking pot and partying, and they'd break in there. And then this guy came and he was fixing the house, and There was another new neighbor up on the corner's place, and he'd got to know this fella. So he was watching the house for him. And he comes over to my door, real, you know, knocking on the door, you know, and I'm going, well, what's up, man? And he goes, he tells me these kids, they're busting in the house over there. I go, well, did you yell at him? Did you get the hell out of there? He goes, I did. And he said that they threatened him, that we'll call the police and tell him you're trying to molest us. I said, oh, really? I went out the gate. Came through. I go, you little motherfuckers, you better get moving. I get to you, I'm going to fucking smash. And they took off running. I said, call the fucking police. Tell them to get the fuck over to Henry Shively's house right now. And they booked ass and ran. I said, that's how you treat these little son of a bitches. But this is what they're teaching the kids in school. Yeah, I mean, this is the Khmer Rouge. And like I said, I mean, it's not even bullies anymore. It's little rat fink, little snot and face communists. You got kids threatening their parents. I never spanked my children, not one time growing up. I had four boys, never had to. They never got in trouble. They're all doing well. They always did well in school. They did fine. But that was because they'd seen what I did to a grown man in the living room of our house. And they, man, you don't want that guy mad at you. But any time I even yelled at him, you know, I'd set him down and I'd tell him, I'd say, I don't want you to be somebody that people don't like. I mean, this is why I yelled at you, you know. But we've lost our way here, people. And the only way back is through that Bill of Rights. It put all your differences aside, for Christ's sakes. And let's just all get together. It wouldn't take much. If we all got together, we could do this easy. But there's people out there who will not let go of, I mean, I think they have mental problems. You understand, I mean, if you're fighting for a religion, you're not going to have no goddamn religion if you lose. And I ain't fighting for you to have your religion to tell me how to live. You better get that through your head. That Bill of Rights, that first article says, I got the right to think and do and believe as I please. The whole document tells me I have the right to do anything I please, so long as I'm not violating another's rights. And if I do, we have our common law courts. That's where we settle our differences. And happy to take whatever the verdict is. If it's an honest jury, it's an honest contest. I lose, I take my loss, and I admit that I was wrong. I mean, people crawl. I mean, the shit that they put up with when they're not even wrong. And that is the utopia. In the world of human beings, people being what people are. I mean, we are what we are. There's just no two ways about it, guys. No two of us are the same, and people have always been, there's always been the people out there that try to take advantage of, you know, take kindness for weakness and take advantage of people, steal from them, try to get them to do their work, to do their labor so they can sit back on their ass and enjoy it and smile about it and think they're smarter than you because they can control you through mammon, just through money, just through control of the monetary system. I mean, we can shut this down. We can shut it down easy. But we all have to. I mean, why wouldn't you? I want to know why you don't want to. Because you're one of them? Because you've made a fucking fortune off this shit? Off this misery? If I could end this misery, I'd go out there in a fist fight in the middle of the street. I'd already be out there fighting. I wouldn't be on this mic. We have to come together because the enemy we're up against is an international enemy. And they're among us. They have pumped troops in among us. These Afghans coming. Now these ain't, you think MS-13 gang members are bad? You wait till those Afghans get here. And they start coming up and wanting to take your 10-year-old daughter as their child bride. And they're going to tell them, well, that's their culture, so they should be able to do that. Well, no, they can't. This is my country, and they're not even, they're here against my will. And I have not had my will superseded by a common law court. There's been no filing. There is no jurisdictional authority for him. In fact, come here, my 10-year-old daughter, I'm going to beat you to death. Pull out a goddamn machete. I'll pull out a pistol. I mean, we can rock this game as far as you want. But you better understand there's people like me, all of us out here. All us trenches are, we're sick of this shit. We've had it. We want to fight. But you bastards
want. Right, we do.
You goddamn right. But they don't want to fight. They want to slide it. They want somebody else to do the fight. And that's why they're bringing these assholes from Afghanistan. None of those were. I mean, the interpreters. They were talking today where that guy was testifying and saying that. Oh, it didn't matter that they left that $90 billion arsenal over there because they wouldn't know how to maintain it, and pretty soon it'd all be broke down. Well, the same people that didn't know how to use it are using it, aren't they? Because that's the same people you train to use it. And the same people you train to maintenance it will maintenance it. I mean, the lie has to stop, people. And the only way it stops is if we come together. Only way we can come together, because we all are different. We all have our individual beliefs. But if you want to live those fucking beliefs, you have to come together under that Bill of Rights, the supreme law of our people. That's what it was there for. So freedom and liberty. Go ahead.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to go back a couple of years. A few years ago, we was all born in the and treachery that we didn't even know until our eyes became open. We all are. We was born and we was placed here not knowing that the Zionist Jews run everything. You know, not knowing that the Federal Reserve is a private central bank that charges us interest on our own money to print. We didn't know none of that. You know, we didn't know both sides of the spectrum was owned by these people. None of us knew that. And these people want to literally kill us and enslave us. Yep. Man, hell with it. Let's get this party on the road.
Let's
get it going.
Let's just do it, people. They're going to kill you anyway. That is their aim, to kill you.
Or enslave you,
and all you're giving them is more time to entrench, more time to bring foreign troops in here that will have no... See, the Americans wouldn't kill each other for them. So that's why they've had to pump all these people from Central and South America, from China, from every place around the world. Now Afghanistan, where there's, I mean, these people, the head hackers are here. So you ready for the head hackers? You got your pistol ready? I mean, people, it stops when we stop it, because we're the ones allowing it. That's all it comes down, that's what it simply comes down to. And the only way we can come together as a single people, being individuals, keeping our individuality, is by that Bill of Rights. Just enforce the law. And everything else comes with it. And then if we have a disagreement, and we'll settle it in the common law courts. And if you can't live with that, if it's just, you just are determined that I'm going to believe like you believe and I'm going to live like you tell me, then we'll have us a duel. And we'll see if I will. Or we'll have us a fight. We'll fight as individuals. That's what's all, you know, during when they first started that Desert Dust One, with Bush One. You know, they Saddam Hussein offered to bring his cabinet out to a neutral place, and George Bush bring his cabinet out to a neutral place, and they just shoot it out. Because Saddam Hussein said, why should all these other people get killed when we're the ones that have the beef? I mean, that was the most sane thing I'd ever heard in my life come from any leader of any country. And they came on to go, that's crazy, that's insane. No, thousands should go out and die for what these people here have a beef about, for what they're fighting over, both of them, that don't belong to them. We have to come together under that Bill of Rights, or we're going to lose everything, guys. And we have to start using those guns. Quit polishing that son of a bitch. It's shiny enough. You don't want it shiny to begin with. It reflects the sunlight, and it shows them where you're at. But we have to start standing up to these bullies and beating the shit out of them. And we can do it. Or like in the old days, the matches.
Go ahead.
Hey, I mean, just think about the type of people we're dealing with. These people, they go to sleep at night after committing false flags, after killing innocent people.
Oh, yeah.
After killing women and children. These are, and they don't care. They sleep well after doing that. A regular human being, you tell me, one time in your life, Henry, that you sit down and say, hey, how can I, anyone on the show, how can I, you know, commit a false flag or start a war to kill people and take their natural resources, or to kill people to pop in a puppet that I want, or do coups? I mean, we don't sit around and think like this. We don't sit around how to bring down nations, how to kill people, how to take people's natural resources. None of us.
Nope.
We actually think, how can I help you?
Yeah.
What can I do for you? These people are insane.
They are insane.
No. They will not rule over me.
Nope. Me neither, brother. They will never. I will never be subjugated by those piss ants. Will never subjugate me. I'll fight them. I'll kill and be killed, or I'll kill and kill until I have my autonomy back. I don't want. Or else, what the hell? Why would you want to live? They make it miserable. I know everybody I know would rather be happy than miserable, but there are some people I know that are happy being, they want misery around them. I won't have people like that around me, you know, the drama people. They got to have a drama going all the time. It's talking about this person behind their back, and then this person talks, hey, people, mind your own business. Look where you're at, man. It used to be a paradise. It ain't here anymore. They've destroyed it. But I used to live in pretty much a paradise, and I never went out looking for trouble, but if trouble come along, I sure as hell dealt with it. But this is a big trouble, and it involves every one of us, and we have to be on the same. The only way the people can come together with the differentials in our views is under that Bill of Rights, under our law. That law guarantees us all the right to autonomy, the right to justice. And if you can get justice, man, and these people, these sickos that Dion was just talking about, they can't touch you. If we had our common law courts now, they couldn't touch us. They wouldn't be going home and going to sleep. They'd be dangling from a damn street lamp. And back in the day, like I said, hell, their house would be burning down. They go home without even goddamn security. And they go in and they're walking down the goddamn streets. That wouldn't have happened 30, 40 years ago, people. They would have been hiding when they were doing it. They were sneaky about what they did. Now they're right out in your face. They're telling you, I'm master, you're slave, you got it. What are you going to do about it? Well, this is what we're going to do about it. We're going to take our liberty teeth, our second article, and we're going to enforce our law. And once that law is enforced, we can have happiness, people. If you ain't bothering nobody, which who like Dion said, what kind of mental case do you have to be to want to bother other people? But it's that mammon. That's what's always driven them. It's that mammon, that money, the wealth. But it's not even true wealth. And it's like a bad nightmare. It's not even real. The money isn't real, but God, the control it has. People talk about their gods, man. I'll say it, and I'll keep saying it here all the time. The only God I have ever seen, I've seen the power of, that I've witnessed, that I've felt it, is mammon. What it is is the want for somebody else to work so you can sit on your ass is really what it comes down to. That's why these communists go for this shit, because they think they're getting something handed to them. I didn't have to do nothing for that. And look, I got $2,800. I didn't have to work. I didn't do nothing. I got $2,800. Whoa. No, you get the communists, see, as opposed to the fascists, they don't want to give you shit. They just want you to enslave you, get you in that ditch and get you dead because you got the paperwork on this goddamn piece of property. The goddamn communists, see, they will give you, but you will do exactly what they fucking say. And when they decide not to give, if they want to starve you down, you will keep your fucking mouth shut or they will kill you. That's communism. And see, people go for that communism because all they hear about is the give part. They don't hear about the obey part. They give and you obey. You do what they tell you. You know, you don't get up in the morning. They're going to tell you what you're going to do all day. You're going to be a cog. You're going to be like in 1984. You're going to walk around with the same clothes on. You're going to act all the same. You're going to be a communist collective. Pure misery. Man, if there's no adventure in life, if you can't think of something and go try it, as long as you're not bothering anybody, I mean, you have no autonomy, you have no freedom in your life, and you'll have no happiness. The only way out of this for us people is to come together under that Bill of Rights. And with that, we're 17 past, we're going to call the program. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches, on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, think about it. I mean, you can have a mountain of money, but once those communists take over, once they have the power, they're going to take it all away from you, and you're going to be just like everybody else. There's only going to be, right now, this country is being run by a communist committee that has a bug in that dead man walking's ear. I mean, they have the football games this weekend. I think it was Galen sent in three links, and it was just this whole place. Fuck Biden, fuck Biden, fuck Biden. Biden don't even know where he's at. He's not the problem. It's the communists that are running him. It's Kamala Harris. It's that ACO. It's them other two bitches. And it's the goddamn Silicon Valley. It's goddamn Bezos and Bill Gates and Zuckerberg. These are the people that are the problem. They're the ones that are calling the shots. They're the ones that can shut the mic off on what's supposed to be the most powerful man in the world. Bullshit. At any rate, guys, it's food for thought.
Hey.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Henry?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to say, I also believe that it's the Jewish advisors that are part of the cabinet. These guys have a huge influence on what's being done.
Well,
just my two cents.
Oh yeah, they all shit through the same hole. I mean, they're all communists trying to get international communists in the closest to the only free country there's ever been on this damn planet, where the people actually had autonomy and ruled themselves and were not property or subjects of a king or a oligarchy, you know? That's just the way it is.
Biden's cabinet is 70% Jewish, Henry.
Of course it is. It's all about, like I said, they want the Ottoman Empire, and they want that. That will be Israel, and that will be the most powerful place on the planet. That'll be where they run this international communism from. That's what they want. They've made it clear, and they don't care what they do to get it. They're breaking the highest law in our land. But again, people, it is us allowing it. That is the problem. The problem is the people allowing it. As individuals, the two people I just spoke to, I'm sure that you won't allow it. You'll fight. You might end up, you know, however you end up, but you're going to fight. If everybody just had that one attitude. I don't, you, some little prick tells you, you know, that, you know, I'll kick in a door in the house if I want to. And if you try to do anything, I'll call up and say, you're molested. Well, you're going to have to do it, you little son of a bitch, because I'm going to throw you through that fucking window. Do it. And see, I mean, people just got to step up and stop this shit of fucking being afraid of kids. Insane. But food for thought. And that is the word from the trenches.